Using my template, location, Danville, Illinois, Clement, Darrell, D-A-R-R-E-L-L, BAP, B-A-P-P, claim number, W14073, examination date 1/12/13, adjudicator, Katrin, initials B, section A, Clement East, a 54-year-old, right-handed, Caucasian male, defend reliable. Documents reviewed. 1. None available for review. Chief complaints. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Lumbar spine pain. In right inguinal hernia. History of present illness. Current state. He was diagnosed with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease in 2009 at Jacksonville, Illinois Correctional Center. He smoked one pack to half a pack a day for 40 years. He notes shortness of breath, wheezes, and chest tightness with exertion. Walking across the room, climbing 15 stairs, he gets extremely short of breath. He gets coughing fits that go on for 2 minutes. It's worse at night, laying down. He's out of his inhalers. He currently uses his mom's inhaler and nebulizer treating as needed. He uses his inhaler 3 times a day while he had them. He last had his inhaler a month ago. He hasn't had any emergency room visits or admissions due to his COPD. New paragraph. Clement had been to the lumbar spine. The onset was years ago as a teenager. He was told one of his vertebrae was cracked in the 1990s. Pain to the lumbar spine is sharp, constant, 10 over 10 intensity. He notes his back gives away when his back gives away. Both legs go numb. He notes pain that goes down the right hip and ends at the knee level. The pain is aching, constant, every day, and it's worse with sitting and his legs crossed. New paragraph. Clement states he was diagnosed with right inguinal hernia 9 years ago. He notes it's gone from being small to large while incarcerated in the last 5 years. The pain to the groin is sharp with sitting for half an hour and 10 over 10 in intensity. He notes numbness around the area. Walking about a block increases the pain. Pathogenic history as above, biosurgical history none, hospitalization none recently, activities of daily living. Clement is able to walk 100 feet. He gets short of breath, standing for 10 minutes. Sitting for half an hour, he has pain to the lumbar spine and groin. Cooking, he alternates sitting and standing, lifting, pulling, and pushing, swinging to the 10 pounds. Due to his knee, groin, and back pain, feeding is not limited. He does no cleaning due to his knee pain and back pain. Bathing, he takes showers, he has difficulty getting in and out. Dressing, he gets short of breath. He's able to drive, shop, but he gets short of breath with shopping. He doesn't have a license. Social history, he last worked in 2011 as a mechanic for Gray, Wolf, and Otto. Education, GED. He currently lives with his mother. He worked as a roofer for 30 years. Education, GED. Medications, none. Allergies, none. Substances, he currently smokes half a pack a day. He smoked for 40 years. He doesn't drink or use illicit drugs. Examination, height 68, weight 169, pulse 108, respiratory 24, blood pressure 140 over 80, SNL right 20 over 40, left 20 over 40 with glasses. Going to the musculoskeletal include The claimant sits with the right leg extended due to his right inguinal hernia. Going to the abdomen include, there's a right direct inguinal hernia the size of a grapefruit. Going to the musculoskeletal include tendon L1 through L5. Going to the extremities include tendon at the knee joints. Going to the lungs include the camel short of breath, talking and sitting. It was tachypneic. It was use of extra pulmonary breathing muscles. It was diffuse wheezes and coarse breath sounds with expiration. There was clubbing of the fingers. Additional testing, PFT. Very severe restriction with significant improvement in FVC and FEV1 post bronchodilator. Impression, problem 1, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Problem 2, degenerative joint disease of the lumbar spine. Problem 3, right direct inguinal hernia, non-reducible. End of report.